Blanford, defensive lineman at Slippery Rock University. You're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station.
Well, we are back here. It's halftime. Slippery Rock University with a 17-3 over Long Island University Post. So the Rock leading the Pioneers here at the half. The Rock so far today have compiled 230 yards on 40 offensive plays while limiting the Pioneers to just 92 yards on 35 offensive plays. The Rock, well, we talked about it to pregame, Glenn, about how well the Rock did on third down against Westchester despite the loss last week. And they've carried that over here today with the Pioneers being held 3 of 10.
Yeah, it's been a terrific job. And they've set up LIU with third and long quite a bit. And that's because of the pressure that they've been able to get on the quarterback, getting them down for some big sacks, negative yardage. And the other big factor in all that, too, is that you're sitting here right now with a LIU team that is -2 yards rushing net. So that tells you that this defense is doing a great job of being disruptive in the backfield at that mesh point and making big tackles whenever they need to.
So far, so good for the Rock as they have put the ball in the hands of Wes Hills 20 times today, and he's put up 122 yards already, averaging 6 yards per carry, which is about a yard per carry lower than what he's done all year. But that's been a big, big factor today, and it has allowed now Roland Rivers to settle in a bit. He had those two interceptions back-to-back series, in fact, back-to-back pass attempts. He had the two pickoffs, but he's settled in a bit now. 7 of 13, 124 yards. He's been sacked twice with one touchdown. Of course, 124 yards, one touchdown, one of those, a 75-yard touchdown pass to Jermaine Wynn, who has 6 catches on the day. Does Jermaine, though, 124 yards or 126 yards for him?
Yeah, there's one catch to Wes Hills for -2 yards. Other than that, every single passing yard today has gone through the hands of Jermaine Wynn. So while that's great, Wynn had a great first half. You got to work on getting some other guys involved here. Keep the defense honest. You can't just focus in on Wynn the entire second half.
So the Rock has been impressive defensively out of the gate here, and let's see what happens in this second half if they can continue to tame the post offense as Laviano has been held to 11 of 27 with an interception and just 94 yards. So they've done a great job. Of course, the rushing game has been non-existent at this point for post. Pierre, 5 carries for 3 yards. Laviano, 3 carries for -5. So far, it's going to be LIU post ball to kick things off here in the second half, as the Rock received the ball initially. So, post will come out of the gate after having a long discussion at halftime, and let's see where it leads us here. So the Rock does lead 17-6, and they've got half to go for the opportunity to move on in the national tournament. Right now, the other game we're keeping an eye on too. Westchester is leading New Haven 14-7,
and yet again though. Wind blows the ball off the tee right at the approach. I mean, that was the last second possible for that ball to fall off, and Chapel will have to tee it up again and try it all.
That happened once before today. We do have a pretty strong breeze, and things have really clouded up here. We started out beautiful early on, and then we had some clouds come over, and then it seemed like it broke up a little bit, but it's really moving in dark from our left right now. So see some precip expected tonight and tomorrow, but don't expect anything here today. And they're going to have to actually bring somebody over as the ball falls off the tee again. Bring somebody back over here to help Jake Chapla.
That's Nasir Weaver who's going to come up and hold the ball steady for him.
And back deep once again will be Streeter and Richardson for the Pioneers. Two dangerous returnmen, that's for sure. And it's going to go to Richardson in his end zone. He's going to pull it out and run. And actually, is that Streeter? That's Streeter. And he's got a big return across the 15-20. It, as a flag falls, still on his feet near the 30-yard line. But let's see what the flag is. He was deep in his own end zone and brought it out, trying to make something happen. And that's a dangerous return man. There's no doubt about it. He's a sophomore out of Palmyra, New Jersey, but this is likely to go against post.
I totally get it. I understand playmakers wanting to make plays, but when you're backpedaling that hard to retrieve the kick, what are you doing bringing it out, man? I mean, just corral that one in, take a knee, and get the ball to 25. Because of it, it's a going to march this one back well inside the 10, down spotted at the 6-yard line. So, I mean, just a costly mistake on something that's so simple and should be so simple, I guess.
Yeah, because if he takes the knee, as you said, they're starting out fresh.
Yeah,
and
that's a swing of 19
degrees.
Yards.
Yeah, yeah, just 20 yards differential. That's the sixth penalty on the day for Post. They've had seven, but one was declined. So here we go, first and 10. Laviano is just going to play action, and he's going to throw it inside, and he's got a man who breaks a tackle. That's Mash, Deion Mash, and he's across the 15 to the 16-yard line, so he'll pick up 10.
And maybe to combat the blitzing pressure of Slippery Rock, you see LIU go to more of a quick passing game in the second half here. They start off with just a quick slant, don't even give the defense a chance to get in there after the quarterback, just get it out of his hands quickly.
Actually give him 11. They marked that at the 17. First down 10 for LIU. First drive of this second half. The Rock leads 17-6 here in this NCAA tournament game. And here's play action. As he throws the threat, he's just going to throw it into the turf. Here comes a flag now.
Flag was thrown into the backfield. I mean, Laviano's still on his feet, so I don't think it's a roughing the passer. It's probably going to be a holding going against...
I was going to say it was thrown toward one of the linemen of the Pioneers, and you saw him kind of throw his hands down in disgust. Yeah, they do.
James Lewison, number 64.
He's a senior offensive lineman. So LIU now back-to-back penalties here, and that makes number seven.
And we talked about, as we kind of came back into the half here, the third down efficiency for LIU, and a lot of it has also been self-inflicted with these penalties.
So now first and 20 for Post. And here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff, and Pierre, and he's going to be tackled by Brad Zaffram as he hits the 15-yard line, so he'll pick up six.
Zaffram in there trying to rip that ball out and also cause the fumble, but either way, limits him to the gain, and now it's going to be a second and about 13, it looks like.
Ball out across the 15, almost to the 16. Second down, here's the snap. Laviano looking for a man who's well covered. And there's some handling downfield, but he throws it across the far side to Richardson, and he's going to get enough for the first down. There was some holding going on down here. They didn't throw a flag, and it was a good thing because it would have been against Slippery Rock. But it's a first down nonetheless to the top side as Laviano, boy, he throws a very impressive ball.
And by the way, Kyle Hall back on the field in the secondary for the Rock defense.
That's good to hear. Now here's play action. Laviano, he wants to hit the home run ball, and he's going to throw it way downfield, incomplete. Tyree Spearman was on the coverage on that one, and that's an incompletion.
Yeah, just a terrific job of being step for step with the receiver. And, you know, sometimes that's all it takes is just to be on the guy. You don't have to, you know, bat the ball away, come away with some big play. Like, if you're just on him, if you're right on his hip, then it's most likely going to be an incompletion unless the receiver makes a terrific catch.
So after the 23-yard gain, it's an incompletion, and it's second and 10. Now they'll hand it off. Pierre goes into the pile. He's going to pick up two to the 40-yard line. And it'll make it a third and a long eight.
And Post also going to try to run the football a little bit, too, to get some of that pressure to back off. So try to get something going with their ground game.
Two backs in the backfield now as they drop back on third down. And he's got a lot of time. Here comes Tim Suave chasing, and he'll throw it downfield. Has a man. It's caught. Tackle made by Tim Vernick, but it's a first down. Moves the ball into Slippery Rock territory. That's Jake Buffshever, who pulled that in. He made that magical catch in Rock territory in the first half. That one was just a solid play throw.
Yeah, Laviano, terrific throw on the run. Puts it right on the numbers. I mean, that's just tremendous accuracy by that.
And now with the Pioneers, after the 17-yard grab, go into Rock territory. It's down to the 44-yard line. First and 10, Pioneers trailing 17-6. This is the first series of the second half. Now he's going to go play action again. Looks downfield. Has a man on the coverage once again. Is Slippery Rock's Tyree Spearman, who does a nice job helping to separate Deion Mash from that ball. He's complaining to the line judge that he was interfered with, but I think that was just good coverage.
Third or fourth time today that you've had a secondary player for Slippery Rock get the hand in there right as the ball arrives and knock it away. I mean, just the timing and the hand fighting by these DBs today has just been terrific.
Second and 10 now for the Pioneers. Again, the ball at the Slippery Rock 44. He's got a sidecar, Pierre, with trip receivers up to the top, with one of the running backs now in a fullback position or tight end, slot back. Here's the handoff to Pierre, and he's got some running room this time. It's one of the best carries of the day. Gets it across the 40, and they say he got to the 39, so he'll pick up a total of 5.
Yeah, and actually dragged a defender with him. Should have been a no gain on the play, but keeps those legs churning and gets positive yardage. Gets really good yardage, actually, and makes it a much more manageable third down.
Third and 5 now. The ball to the 39-yard line. Tyree Spearman asking for some help down here, and he gets it. Now they're going to dump it off to the back out of the backfield, and that's DeBeek, and he's going to be dropped shy of the first down to the 36-yard line. They'll pick up 3.
Yeah, fourth down now, fourth and 2. Inside Rock territory for the LIU offense. Obviously, they're going to stay on and try to go for it here. And you know, if I'm Slippery Rock, I'm playing pass. Just the inability to run the football today, I think obviously they're going to put the ball in the hands of their quarterback and try to get this first down through the air.
It's going to be a fourth down and 2 for the Pioneers, and they're going to go for it here with 11:22 showing on the clock here in the third quarter. It's a 5-receiver set, and they might have to call a timeout. I don't know if they're going to get it snapped. They do with 2 seconds left, and here's Laviano. He's going to throw to the top side. Hits his man, Richardson, who breaks out of a tackle. He's got the first down inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line.
That's just a terrific contested catch. I mean, because Spearman was there right as the ball was, and awesome hands to maintain control of that one and get the first down.
And it's number 6 for just that, 6. First and 10.
Injury timeout on the field, Bob, and it's actually Chris Laviano. He's walking off the field right now, but they called an injury timeout because of him.
All right, and he's walking slowly to the sideline here, and a lot of times officials are looking to see response. They're so very careful with concussions nowadays, and now he's just going to walk back on here, so I'm not really sure exactly what was going on there, but he's denying he was hit high, so they're not even going to check him out. He's going to go back out now, and it won't be a complete timeout officially. They'll get back to action here on first and 10. And he's got Pierre in the backfield. He drops back to throw. He wants the end zone. Now he dumps it down. He's got Richardson for a first down inside the 15. He goes out of bounds at the 13-yard line, and that'll be a pickup of 12 yards.
Richardson runs a really good out route. He does a great job of getting a defender to think he's jetting downfield, get them to turn their hips, and all of a sudden he plants and turns towards the sideline. Just a great route runner.
That was actually 16 yards to the 12. First and 10. They can get a first down inside the 5. So they go to work again with trip receivers up top side. And it's Laviano going play action, fade route. He wants the end zone. A battle going on between Dion Mash and the Rocks' K.D. Roberts. But that one was thrown out of bounds.
And you get 5 yards to jam up the receiver, so maybe – I mean, KD was definitely flirting with it, but yeah, I think you're right with the call, too, where it was just too far out of the back of the end zone.
Mesh, he's a big guy, and if he's in the back of that end zone, he's probably going to pull it in. He's 6'4", going up against KD. They've got some tall receivers here, no doubt. Now here's a handoff, and Pierre going to be driven backward. This is going to be a big-time tackle for a loss. Brad Zafram leading the core of green and white tacklers, and
Jeff,
it's going to be all the way back to the 17-yard line.
Jeff Marks as well on the interior of that defensive line. Just, man, I mean, blowing off the guard and center, getting into the backfield. And, yeah, I mean, this ground game just has nothing to show for their efforts so far.
This will be the 14th play of the drive for the post, for the Pioneers. Back to the 17 after the 5-yard loss. Here's Laviano. He wants that end zone again. He throws, and it's picked off. Dalton Holt has it in the end zone, and he's going to run out of the end zone, I hope. No, he's going to bring it out.
What's he doing?
Oh, he goes out at the 1-yard line, and now we've got a flag coming in. That was not a smart play by Dalton Holt at all. If he takes the touchback, but instead, let's see where they spot this. They say he came out and got to the 3-yard line. That was a very foolish
move. But there's a flag, too, so we'll see what the flag is. But, yeah, I mean, what's he doing? It makes a great play. Cuts off the post pattern, the skinny post in the middle of the field, makes a great read, good hands, and then
they call Long Island on a penalty, unnecessary roughness, so the interception will stand because it was after the fact. Now the Rock going to be faced deep in their own
territory.
But
no, that's if That's 15 yards onto the end of it, so it's actually going to move it out to the 18-yard line.
Well, they're going to get a break, so it's going to almost benefit Dalton Holt, but, boy, that he's going to have a strong talking to, no doubt. But he made the play. That's the bottom line.
As a coach, like, what do you do? Because your guy made a great interception but then made a boneheaded move of running 20 yards across the back of the end zone and bringing it out.
So we get a break, but the big news is LIU does not score. And quickly, here comes Wes Hills. He goes into the pile and picks up one. As they start out first and 10 at their own 18-yard line, we're at the 9:09 mark of this third quarter. The Rock up 17-6. And boy, you'd like to see a nice, long, sustained drive here, wouldn't you?
And some points.
Here's Roland Rivers, RR3 in the backfield. Sidecar left is Hills. And here's Roland. He wants to throw the screen, and he does to Mike Merhot. Or no, that's
Zach Cirillo,
the tight end. Number 18, not number 13. And he catches it across the 21, picks up three. Oh, well, they're going to give him 22, give him four.
A little bit more of a manageable third down situation. I think that's all that was just an attempt to get a couple yards there and not leave themselves with such a third and long.
It'll be third and six, actually, Glenn, at the 22-yard line for the Rock. They'll split double receivers. Actually, no, they have two receivers near side, one up top. That's Austin Scott. Here's Rivers. Has some time. Now he's going to run, and he's going to get the first down and more. He's across the 30, 35, 40. Trips, dives across the 45, and is out at the 49-yard line. A great run by Roland Rivers.
That's nice job of realizing that LIU was in man defense, so all the defenders had their backs turned to Rivers. So as a quarterback, if you have every defender looking downfield, not paying attention to you, tuck the ball and go, because no one had any idea that he had slipped the back of the or slipped across the line of scrimmage.
27-yard carry to midfield. Now here's Rivers, and he's going to hand it off to Hills, and he's going to get to the outside and go out of bounds. But before he does that, he crosses into Pioneer territory, going out of bounds at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, good gain of 4 yards on first down, continuing to work the edge. You know, it's just a nice combination right now by this Rock offense, attacking the middle of the field and the sidelines.
Wes Hills, 20 carries, 122 yards in that opening half for Slippery Rock. It's second and five, and he's got 5 yards so far in this half. So 127 on the day, and here's another carry. And he takes his big body across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. He needed the 41 for the first down. He got six, though.
Meets the linebacker and drives the linebacker back into the turf. So Wes Hill is doing another nice job of finishing his run there. And on third and short here, give it back to him.
Third and one for the Rock. Here's the snap to Rivers. It's high. He's going to hold it. And now he's going to be pushed in the backfield. And he's going to be, he avoids a tackle. Got back to the 45, but he's going to be snowed under. So it's going to be a tackle for a loss of 3 yards. And, boy, the simplicity that you'd like to see there is just that quick handoff to Hills. But they were expecting a lot, and they read the
They're trying the pitch option.
Out. They
yeah,
pitched the option pitch out as a result of just being in the backfield.
So, I mean, a little disappointing you don't come away, but, you know, man, it's just I like the word you use, simplicity there. On third and short, just don't overthink it, man. Just give the ball to four and let him do his thing.
Back deep will be Richardson for the Pioneers. Here's the Jake Chapla boot, and he'll call for a fair catch and catch it at the 11. And that's where LIU will start out, first and 10, with their second drive of this second half. We're now at the 6:14 mark, so that was a 3-minute and 5-second drive for the Rock, but it ends with a punt after 7 plays. So the Rock still holding on to that 11-point lead at this moment. So here comes Post, and they will have Pierre in the backfield joining Laviano. And they'll put Laviano actually in the pistol, and he's going to throw downfield. He wants the big home run, and it's pulled in and lost.
Wow.
He had one-on-one coverage up top. Richardson, number eight, Michael Hartgrove, and he just could not pull that in as he hit the turf. Boy, they had a nice throw, though.
For a minute there, Bob, I thought we were going to see a highlight reel catch. That was terrific extension. Really nice effort. Just couldn't maintain as he came down through the ground.
Boy, Laviano could really throw that ball. He's 17 of 38 today, 172 yards. Now here's a handoff, and this is Pierre who goes out to the 15. He'll pick up four on that carry. No, that was not Pierre. That was Dubuque. who himself today has carried the ball now four times, and with that carry gets back to they don't have him listed. He's carried the ball a couple of times here, but he gets four on that one. Now they go to the shotgun on third and six. Laviano looking downfield, looks to throw it across the middle. It's caught by number nine, and that's Derek Eugene, and he's wide open across the middle and gets the first down and gets toward midfield across the 45, and a big play out to the 48-yard line.
Looked like Dalton Holt was expecting an overthrow because he came up behind the receiver expecting it to come to him, and he was trying for the interception, but instead Eugene gathers it in and gets upfield. So because of the misread by Dalton Holt, plenty of yards after catch on that one.
Yeah, and he goes for 33 total as a result. First and 10, Pioneers there to the 48-yard line. Here's a snap. Laviano looks to throw. He's looking topside. He throws it that way in the vicinity, and a flag comes in here late. He wanted, again, going right back to Eugene, but it's incomplete, and let's see what the flag is.
It's going to be holding against LIU, and man, this offensive line is just having a day trying to slow down this rush of Slippery Rock.
And here's the call. So this is going to push them back and momentarily derail the drive that they have. And if this is true, this is going to be, what, the ninth penalty of the day on post. And it's going to shorten this drive up just a little bit. Now they call it unnecessary roughness. So it's a personal foul, Glenn.
That's 15 yards backing them up. And actually, you know what? A couple plays ago, I was watching. That's number 71, Chris Coles. After the play was downfield, he was down there giving a Slippery Rock player the business, as they would call it. And so maybe he tried it again on that last snap and got called for it this time.
And they were waiting for him. They put Deion Mash in motion, and now here comes another flag as they hand it off. And with running room, Michael Richardson, but hold on, there's another flag. And this is a team that was only penalized 70-plus yards per game, and they've been hit very hard, double-digit penalties now.
And you can see Coach Lutz over there signaling, moving back.
And the home crowd, now they're going to pick it up. They're going to wave it off. And so that'll keep it midfield here.
Yeah, they got the penalty yardage back, so second and 10 now.
So that was a quick hitter to Richardson out of the backfield from Laviano for 16. Now here comes the pass downfield, and he's going to throw this one out of bounds as the pressure was coming. Tim Suave and Tim Vernick were pressuring in the backfield against Laviano. He just gets rid of that one to live another day here, so it'll be second down.
Luckily, he didn't continue through his progressions because Bob Sheaver here on this side of the field was by himself. Somebody had lost track of him, and he was standing down here at the 25-yard line with no one around him.
So it's third down, actually, now. I lost a play somewhere. Here we go with Laviano in the backfield. Here comes pressure, and a great play by Dalton Holt, who reaches in around Pierre, knocks the ball away, incomplete. It's fourth down.
Really well-timed hit by Dalton Holt. I mean, that was instantaneous, Bob. As soon as the ball got there, Holt was there, knocks it away, brings up a punting situation.
Dalton Holt, number 22, the sophomore out of Brownsville, Pennsylvania. He went to Ringgold High School. He's having himself a third quarter, friends. So it forces the punt. And the drive stalls for post. Back deep, Jermaine Wynn, and he'll stand at his 16-yard line. Here's the kick. Oh, and they run into the kicker.
Yeah, they didn't even touch him. They didn't even touch him.
So Wynn calls for a fair catch, and he's at the 20-yard line. But they're going to call a penalty on the Rock.
They didn't even touch him. That was a great acting job. I mean, it maybe like clipped his arm, but I mean, not enough to knock him down.
So to still be fourth down, it's just going to move everything up. It's a five-yard penalty, unlike last week where they got roughing the kicker and lost the opportunity to get the ball back against Westchester. And that was one of those plays where you had back-to-back scenarios that Kyle Hall got caught roughing the punter and then missed that interception that went right through his hands and ended up resulting in a Westchester touchdown. That not the case this time, is they'll just move him up 5 yards and re-kick. Here's the snap again. Jermaine Wynn back deep, and he's going to catch it, dive for it at the 18-yard line, and that's where the Rock will start out, first and 10. 4:21 mark of this third quarter now, and again 17-6 the lead, Slippery Rock.
Luckily, that one didn't come back to bite them. They survived that penalty, still get the ball, and take over possession here.
Hillsdale is taking the lead over Kutztown now, 27-20 in the third quarter.
Wow.
And the other regional game we're keeping close tabs on is New Haven and Westchester. They are knotted at 14 in the second quarter, and that's important for this game because the winner of this game will go play whoever wins that game in the second round. So here comes the Rock now, first and 10. They're at their own 19, 4:21 mark of the third quarter. Roland Rivers the third in the shotgun, and he's going to go play action, throw it to the outside to Jermaine Wynn. He's got some blocking by Carnell Harley. Gets a couple of yards, pushes it across the 20 to the 22, and he'll pick up three.
Yeah, Carnell Harley with that big frame out there at wide receiver does a nice job of getting downfield and securing his block, allowing for these slot receivers to get upfield.
Now Jermaine will come to the near side, join Henry Litwin. You've got double receivers up top. It's Mike Merhot and Carnell Harley. And here's the snap. Rivers looking for Harley. Now he's going to tuck it into the inside, and now he's going to run. And quickly, here comes the pursuit. And he's going to be dropped, probably for no gain or maybe one. Kevin Petit-Friere, that very talented defensive lineman, was right there, and he's got no gain.
Yeah, he should have just bounced that one out. If he would have taken off towards the Slippery Rock sideline, I think he had the option to get to the edge there and maybe get positive yardage, even a first down.
They'll keep the same formation now, sidecar right, Hills on third and 7. The Rock at their own 22. Here comes pressure. Roland Rivers drops back. He's going to be hit, and he's going to be sacked. No, he got out of it. Spun out of it and stays alive. Gets back to the 20. It'll be a loss of 2. But, boy, they had him in the backfield, and he literally left somebody shoeless out there. That was Jerome Brooks the third, sophomore defensive back. Looked like he had him, and he got away.
Tell you what, man, both teams right now just firing these blitzes at these quarterbacks. I would not want to be a quarterback in this half today.
So three and out, the Rock will have to kick it away, and it'll be Michael Richardson back deep. He'll be standing, though, at his own 45. So LIU post having an opportunity to get great field position here. They're only down 11. Here's the kick. It's a high one from Chaplin, but short, and it's going to hit right at the 50 and go out. And it'll actually be spotted at the 49 of LIU post, right at midfield, though. Great field position.
Actually, in Rock territory, 45.
What?
Yeah.
Where are they spotting? No, they can't be.
Ball at the 45, yep.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm thinking I'm sitting at the 50, and I'm at the 45. My apology. Just not paying attention to my territory here. So, actually, at the 45 is where it went out, and that's a good spot. That's right where it hit. I was leaning down here, didn't look at the yard markers, assuming I'm on the 50. I'm on the 45 for you, friends. First and 10, LIU post in Rock territory. They get the Rock to jump. Here's a free play, but they hand it off to Pierre. He'll go 1 yard to the 44, but this is going to be a five-yard penalty on the Rock.
And I mean, they definitely jumped, but I felt like Slippery Rock got back in time. But they will call the offsides, and we'll replay first down with five fewer yards.
They say Zach Bader did that. So it'll be a first and 5 and move the ball to the 40-yard line. First and 5, Pierre sidecar left to Laviano. And he's going to take the handoff. And he gets hit by the Rocks.
Debian.
Garrett Debian. But not before he's down to the 43-yard line, so he picks up a couple more. Or a 38-yard line, pickup of 2. Started at the 45, penalty took it to the 40, now it's to the 38.
Looks like Post wants to go a little tempo here.
They've got double receivers up top. Play coming in. Now they've got double receivers near side as well, as they put a slot receiver in, as Pierre stands in the backfield, and it's going to be Pierre. And he's going to be hit, and here comes a flag. after he gains 1 yard to the 37. But what's the flag?
This could be costly for LIU to back up 10 yards. Wow, it's the second time they've waved off a flag today. I mean, if you see a penalty, it's a penalty. I don't get why they've waved off two of them now.
Under a minute before half, New Haven has taken a 21-14 lead over Westchester. So now it's a second and three as they pick up the flag. Minute 36 to go in this third quarter.
Third down.
Third down. What did I say? Third. The scoreboard says second down. It's a third down, though. And here's Pierre, and he goes into the pile, and he's going to pick up the first down. That might be the first down carry they've had by a running back today as he takes it across the 35 to the 34, gain of three, but that's enough for the first down.
Just barely, yeah. I mean, he was stacked up kind of right at the line of scrimmage and keeps himself moving forward and is able to move the sticks.
First and 10, Pioneers in the pistol. Is Laviano. Here comes pressure, and he throws it downfield, has a man wide open. Somebody did not account for Buffshever, and he's got a first down at the 20-yard line. 14-yard grab.
Credit Laviano for standing in there because there was some heavy pressure coming down on him, and he stands in the pocket and delivers a strike and posts quickly back to the line of scrimmage.
So now the post going to be first and 10 inside the red zone. Here's Laviano. He wants that end zone route, and he throws it, and it's pulled in.
No,
he lost it. Pulled in by Derek Eugene, sidecar, sideline route, and just couldn't hold on when he went to the turf.
I mean, again, another terrific effort by a post wide receiver, and right as he hits the ground, it kind of just jars the ball loose out of his hands.
Boy, but they've had some very talented displays.
Yeah.
Has this LIU post-passing game. Second down and 10 now. Here's Laviano, and he goes as he's hit. He completes the pass to Richardson to the 14-yard line. He actually got to the 13. He'll pick up 7. Boy, Laviano's really taking some hits, but he's delivering some impressive passes.
Yeah, Tristan McDonald that time, free fire. Nobody touched him. He came right through the gap and got a clean shot on Laviano, but again, tough quarterback hangs in there and delivers the ball.
17 seconds, clock turning, remaining in the third. And Post threatening here. And it'll be a third and 4 right now. Here's the snap. And a handoff, and it's Pierre, and he's got running room. And he's going to get near that first down, but not quite there. He got pushed back at the 11-yard line. They're going to spot it just shy of the 10. And that'll bring up fourth down. The Rock has been impressive today. The three times, now four, that Post has come into the red zone. They've held them to two field goals. And now this is going to be an interesting decision as the clock winds to zero in the third quarter. What will Post do? We will find out when we come back in 30 seconds. It's Rock Football on the Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Hey, it's another spectacularly mesmerizing world premiere video. You can't take your eyes off of it. Only on Valvoline Express TV.
It's not exactly like that, right, but now you can watch Valvoline Express TV whenever you go to the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Watch as the crew changes your oil and checks all the fluids, filters, wipers, and more. Nationally known, but locally owned, Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash in Grove City.
They're going to go for it.
Rock Football on the station that rocks. The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're set for the fourth quarter. The Rock leads at 17-6 here, but Post fourth down and 1, and they are going to go for it. They have Laviano in the pistol. Pierre is in the backside, and now they do that shuffle that they caught the Rock before on an encroachment, And now they're just going to go to Laviano, and he stacks it up, and he's trying to push forward. He doesn't have it yet. He doesn't have it yet. Let's see where they spot it. Now they have one
line. I don't think he's got it. I don't think he has it.
He needs to get to the nine, and right now they say he is inches short.
I don't think he's got it. Based on that spot, he's short of the nine-yard line. They're going to have to measure it. Yeah, they're going to have to
measure
it.
They're going to call a timeout.
Oh, no, they're signaling Slippery Rock football.
Turnover on downs. The Rock defense is held. So they did the shuffle. Now, earlier in the game, if you missed it, they did a little offensive line shuffle, and they drew the Rock off, basically offsides on encroachment.
Yep.
They tried to do that again. They shuffled down, leaving the ball, then shuffled back, and then at that point, Laviano went up under center, but he got stacked up and did not make it, and there's a lot of discussion by several of the players, including linebacker Connor Farrell, who's trying to show where he believes the ball was, but nonetheless, it's going to be the Rock ball as they turn it over on downs.
How did a second only go off the clock? Wasn't he stacked up and, like, the pile was pushing and only a second came off the clock?
Yeah, they're adjusting it to 14:53. So that did take 7 seconds, but the Rock gets the ball back on their own 10-yard line, and the natives are restless here. Here's a handoff. Wes Hills kicks it to the outside, avoids a tackle. He's trying to stretch the field, and he does, and he gets out of bounds as he crosses the 10. Back to the original line of scrimmage, picks up 3 as a result of stretching things out.
Quickly to go back to it, though, just because we were talking about it in the break there, I think you kick your field goal in that situation. You need 2 scores no matter what. You kick your field goal, get your 3 points, and then go play defense. Now you're still down 2 scores.
Yeah, you're only down 8 if you do that. Now it's still 17-6, and the Rock has the ball. This is a big drive for Slippery Rock. 2nd and 7 from the 13. Wes Hills goes into the pile. He's stacked up, but he'll gain 1 more. So in 2 carries, he's picked up 4 yards. Out to the 14-yard line.
I think instead of potentially airing this one out, I like the zone read still with Rivers, but Rivers calling his own number, pulling this one back, taking off with it, see if he can get to the edge.
We see Dakota Clannigan, pardon me, into the game for the first time today that I've seen him. Might have made an earlier appearance, but has been catchless today. 3rd and 6. Rivers drops back, and he's going to dump it off to Wes Hills. Wes is going to avoid a tackle. He's got the first down as a result.
He's close. He's short.
He got down at the I thought he got to the 20. They say no. His knee went down at the 19.
Yep. He's
It'll
short
be 4th and 1.
Yep. Short by a yard.
So 4th down for the Rock, and it'll be a punting situation. So it's going to be a quick 3 and out. For Slippery Rock, as they fail to get the first down, and we'll have to kick it away here at the 13:40 mark of the fourth quarter.
Anticipating blitz on that 3rd down, so they call a screen. I like the play call, just the blocking never set up downfield for Wes Hills.
So Jake Chaplin will stand inside his 5-yard line. And here comes the kick from the left footer. It's Richardson going back to his 44, is hit. And driven away, but no, he spins out of the tackle. Mike Merhot had a chance to level him after Mark Carter hit him initially, and both missed the tackle. Now, Mark Carter was setting it up. Mike Merhot needed to finish that off. He didn't. As a result, Richardson gets the ball back across midfield. And let's see where they spot it here. It's inside Rock territory, down to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a playmaker right there as he spun off the initial tackler and continues to get upfield. Man, Richardson is he's a total package. He does it all, man.
Yeah, he's a special young man that we're seeing here today. Now it's 1st and 10 with Laviano standing in the pistol, and he's going to go play action. Here comes pressure. He steps up out of it. He steps up out of another one. Heaves it downfield. Has a man. He catches it inside the 5. Mark Carter got turned around, and as a result, coming down with the play, the guy we were just talking about, Michael Richardson. And it makes it 1st and goal, LIU post inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. 44-yard grab.
As you said, he turned around, tried to locate the ball, and just started doing circles. Just couldn't track it down, and because of it, it literally goes right over his head, but he was just never able to find it.
1st and goal, Pioneers. They'll have a 3-receiver set, 2 to the near side. That's their sideline. Again, they're moving left or right now. So they're going to bring the 2 backs in the backfield, Dubuque and Pierre, and it's going to be Pierre on the stretch, and he's going to tuck it in and run, and he gets tackled at the 2. He picks up 1. 1 for 1, number 1 to the 2. It'll be 2nd and goal.
See if yet again this Rock defense can answer in a tough situation and try to come away with a red zone stand.
And the Rock has held the Pioneers to a total of 18 rushing yards today. Here's play action. Laviano rolling out, looking to throw, and he just throws this one out of bounds. As the Rock was bringing the pressure, and that was Trey Blanford who was closest in his face, and he got out of the tackle box and throws it incomplete. It'll be third and goal.
Yeah, they're looking for Deion Mash on that play, and K.D. Roberts does a great job of taking that option away as he was running the out pattern. So just great coverage by K.D. and brings up a third down.
They're going to bring Michael Campbell out. He's been playing tight end today, number 10, so he'll be out, and they'll have trip receivers to the near side, empty backfield on third and goal. No, actually, Pierre is out there as well, so they're going to have Pierre in the backfield. He'll be sidecar left. Thought he was going to the slot, and he's in the backfield. Now he's going to be sidecar right. And let's see what they do here on third and goal. Here's the rollout play. They throw for the end zone touchdown. He hit Jake Boschever for the touchdown from 4 yards out.
I mean, listen, I know we're the Slippery Rock broadcast, but that's offensive PI. Outside receiver coming in, he was well beyond the 1 yard that you get to start blocking downfield, and throws an illegal pick.
Well, the officials don't see it, don't call it, and it's a touchdown. Chris Laviano, first touchdown of the day for Post. Jake Boschever pulls it in, and that was a 2 yard touchdown officially. And now it is 17-12 with the extra point.
They're going
to come
for two.
And they're going for two here. Empty backfield, Laviano. He puts a man in motion, and he takes the snap, does the rollout. He wants to pitch, and he throws it to the far side, and it's incomplete. So the extra point try, or the two-point try, is no good, and that makes it 17-12. Now, wait, we've got a flag?
We've got a flag down, and I'm wondering if they're not going to call maybe roughing the passer here.
The flag fell at the 11. Here comes the call.
Foul. Roughing the passer. Number 93, defense.
And they do. So they call Garrett Debian on that. Good call, Glenn. And that's going to put it right on the goal line. Now they'll have a second reprieve on that two-point conversion.
Laviano still just kind of walking gingerly in between these plays, man. He has been taking hit after hit today.
But he's got his team back in this game. 11:58 mark, and here's the two-point try. Laviano looks for the end zone. He dumps it off, has it. Boschever is really starting to step up his play, and he gets the touchdown, and now he gets the two-point conversion. And, folks, we've got a three-point game. 11:58 mark of the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the kickoff. The Rock leading 17-14. Slippery Rock University football on the Rock Station, 97.7.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
I'm Kyle Hall, also known as OG, playing DB for Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football. Go Rock.
I'm Jake Chapla, kicker here at Slippery Rock, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, this Long Island University Post Pioneer football team proving that it's no coincidence that they're an undefeated team. They have not gone away, even though the Rock had them handled for three quarters, and now we enter the fourth here, and a four-play drive goes 47 yards in a minute 10, and they've closed it in now to 17-14. Here comes the kickoff, and it's going to send Mark Carter back, but he's not even going to touch it. It goes through the end zone, and it'll be a touchback, so the Rock will start out first and 10 at the 25 in their own territory at the 11:58 mark. Now, this Slippery Rock football team in this half has gone seven plays punted, three plays punted, three plays punted. So they've literally gone nowhere outside of that opening drive that they went seven plays. They've had back-to-back three and outs and have gotten nothing going offensively.
Yeah, so need a big response here by this Rock offense. And, man, I mean, Roland Rivers has just got to – he's got to piece this one together for his team, put together a good drive.
Here's the snap to Rivers. He's going to go play action. He drops back, has a lot of time. Here comes pressure from the backside. He throws it. It's caught. Jermaine Wynn comes down with it near midfield. First down to the 48-yard line. Great catch by number 9, and he picks up 23.
Terrific catch, terrific throw. Rowan Rivers puts that one right over top of the corner, right before the safety, fits it into a tight window along the sideline.
First and 10 near midfield. Big play for the Rock on that one. Here's Rowan Rivers. He's in the pistol now. And he'll hand it off this time to Wes Hills. And Wes has some running room. And he goes across the 50, pushes into Pioneer territory, down to the 46-yard line. He'll pick up 6.
So there you have it. You had LIU, two backers blitzing. Problem is, if they whiff, then there's no one behind the line of scrimmage for run support. So there on first down, you get a nice 6 yards.
That's now 2nd and 4. Wes Hills now 141 yards on the ground today. Here's the snap to Rivers, and he's going to hand it off again to big number 4. And this time he goes into the pile. That pile tries to push forward. He gets it to the 45, and the pile takes him and the lineman pushing it to the 44 for a pickup of 2. It'll leave a 3rd and 2.
Again, not to oversimplify, Bob, but here's my play call. 2 snaps in a row if you have to, number 4. I mean, Wes Hills can get you 2 yards on 2 consecutive snaps here.
The Rock is 5 of 12 on 3rd down today, 3rd and 2. And the check with me to the sideline. You have on the near side Austin Scott and Jermaine Wynn with Henry Litwin up top. Sidecar left is Wes Hills. Here's the snap. It's Hills. He's hitting the backfield, but he avoids it. Breaks a tackle. Gets the first down across the 40, down to the 38-yard line.
The stiff arm in the backfield to get that defender down on the turf and get the first down yardage. Terrific job by Wes Hills using that big left hand.
Boy, the big man does it again. Gets it actually to the 37-yard line, they say. And that's a pickup of 7 for Wes Hills, who's now approaching 150 yards on the day. Here's a high snap. Rivers keeps it this time, and it's a good keep. And he's on his feet, avoids a tackle, and he's off to the races. Down inside the 25, inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. That time, good move by Roland Rivers on the high snap, and he took off with it.
Yeah, total just improv. I mean, busted play, things just kind of a mess in the backfield, and so Roland just kind of natural instincts takes over and just tucks the ball and gets upfield.
Sets a gain of 21. Down to the 16, inside the red zone is the Rock. And a response after the LIU touchdown. Let's see if they can finish it off. Here's big Wes Hills, because inside the 15, down to the 14, he'll gain 2. As the clock continues to wind now, 9 minutes and 19 seconds on it.
Yeah, this is nice. I mean, eating up yardage, eating up time, moving the ball. I mean, this has just been a really nice drive so far. Got to keep things going here on 2nd and 7.
And it's really one that you've got to finish off with a 7 spot, at the very minimum 6. You don't want that field goal here because LIU post has tightened it up. Well, let's see how they go here with the sidecar left being Wes Hills. Double receivers each side. Now they put Jermaine Wynn in motion on 2nd and 8. And it's just going to be Wes Hills. He bounces it to the outside, and here comes a flag. They're going to get Steve Gaviglia on a hold.
Flag yep. On the play. So, we've talked about it before. That's the problem sometimes when these running backs improv like that. That was not a play designed to go off the right side, but he bounced it out that way, and because of that, Gaviglia is just kind of put in a tough spot and ends up grabbing on.
It's almost a case where the defensive player forces you into that hole,
yep,
kind of scenario. It's not that he reached out and grabbed him. It was just kind of inadvertent, and it happened. And it happened quick, but it was enough to throw the flag. So now that moves the Rock back to the 24-yard line and makes it a 2nd and long. Here's Rivers. He wants the end zone. He's looking Henry Litwin. Now he's going to have to kick it to the outside and just run what he can get. Now he dumps it off to Wes Hills, who gets it back to the original line of scrimmage, or I should say that original line of scrimmage, and is downed at the 24-yard line.
We got a post player down at the 27.
So we've got a timeout on the field here as one of the Pioneers is down in the trainers come out to attend to him. So we have a stoppage on the clock. It puts it at 8:14 at this point. So you've got a 3.5-minute drive here, but all of a sudden the penalty has backed you up from your comfort zone and making it a 3rd and long. It's going to be a 3rd and 16 facing the Rock here.
And any type of field goal, if it comes to that situation, is going to be into the wind going this direction. So tough spot here for this Rock offense, about decision time if they don't get it here on third down of what they want to do.
You take away the two interceptions. Roland Rivers has had a better game this week. 12 of 18 for 162 yards. Jermaine Wynn has been the bulk of that. 8 catches for 155. Wes Hills now up to 152 yards on 29 carries. Roland himself has 10 carries for 48. So the post player is up on his feet, and he's walking off.
Asante Dyer, number 45. So okay. Good to see him up and moving around, but big third and long here. And I think the play call will tell you what their mindset is as far as what they're doing on fourth down.
6 of 13 today is the Rock on third down, and they don't get any bigger than this one. Double receivers split each side. Here's Rivers dropping back, has time. Wants the end zone, and it's in and out of the hands of actually the defender that time, which is Nazir Streeter, and actually Henry Litwin now becomes the defensive back and knocks the ball away because that one could have been picked off. So it's incomplete, and it's going to bring the kicking unit out. So the ball spotted at the 23. That would make this a 40-yard attempt. Actually, closer to 41, isn't it?
Actually, now looking over at the flag here, Bob, we're a little bit more sideline to sideline. This ball, the wind's going to push this ball to the left to right.
All right, they're on the far hash. Kicking from right to left. Here's the snap. It's a good one. Here's the kick by Jake Chepla. It's up. It's long enough. And that's right through the middle. It's a field goal of 41 yards as he extends his career lead now and has his second field goal of the day. So the Rock has now taken a six-point lead. 20-14, 8:01 remaining on the clock. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Rock Football on The Rock Station, 97.7
FM. You knew it was coming. You knew the shorter daylight hours, the cold winds are blowing. You knew it was coming. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Corks Lane, just off of Christ Road. Butler has partnered up with Diamond Crystal to bring you the very best anti-icers and de-icers. No worries about pets if you use the green milk. Keeps those paws safe and temps down to 10 below. Have new concrete? And you'll want the flash melt. The Jiffy Melt Mix is a mixture of the green melt and rock salt. Diamond Crystal Salts and Negley's, the dynamic duo. Call Negley's now, 724-282-6160. Reserve your salts now.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Jake Chepla has just booted a 41-yard field goal, capping a 9-play, 52-yard drive that took just about 4 minutes off the clock. We're at the 8:01 mark of the fourth quarter. The Rock now up 20-14 on the Pioneers of LIU Post, and they'll be kicking the ball back off to the Pioneers. Chapla tees it up at his 35, and here comes the leg. And he kicks it in the vicinity of Streeter, and he's up across the 20. He's got a hole, and he breaks through it, and he gets across the 30 out to the 35, 36-yard line, and you see a little bit of energy in this Pioneer team. They believe they have the momentum despite the Rock getting 3 points there.
Yeah, obviously a touchdown would have been better, but when you sit back and think about it, you've only given up one touchdown today. So those 3 points are big to get back up to a six-point lead, giving up a couple of field goals, but your defense has been good keeping them out of the end zone.
Last time they had the ball, they went 4 plays and scored 8 points on a touchdown pass from Laviano, his first of the day. Now they're going to put man in motion, and that being Deion Mash. And now here comes pressure and a hold in the backfield. No flag as and it's incomplete. They had Trey Blanford's shirt, but they didn't flag him. It's incomplete. They say he was outside of the box, and it was a good pass attempt as he threw it away.
And so often today, the blitz of Slippery Rock has just blown up the play call for LIU Post, where Laviano just does the smart thing and kind of clocks the ball and moves on to the next down.
Second down and 10, trip receivers to the near side. That's the LIU Post sideline. So a 4-receiver set, and they got the Rock to jump. And here comes the flag. It's a free play. Hands it off to Pierre, who's not going to go anywhere. In fact, he's going to lose a yard, but they're going to gain 5 as a result of the offsides.
That's twice now. So this time they get Jeff Marks on the jump. And boy, I feel like the Rock defenders have been so close to getting back onside, just not quite fast enough.
And they've done a great job early on here keeping away from the penalties, but they've added up here a little bit here in the second half. Now second and 5 for Post. Man in motion, Richardson. He's going to spin right around the backfield, and they're going to do a fake and then dump it off. And it's caught by number 10, Michael Campbell, the tight end. And he doesn't go for much. He might have got two. It'll be third down.
You know, I get it, what offensive coordinators are going for, but sometimes all this pre-snap motion stuff, it's just ridiculous. Like, if you have a disciplined defense, just stay put, know your assignment, and execute.
Actually, he lost a couple there. He spun around backward, and he has actually lost yardage, Glenn, so that makes it a third and long eight. Here comes pressure. Laviano is hit as he throws. Tried to get it downfield in the vicinity of Richardson. There's no flag, but they hit him as he was releasing it. It's going to go incomplete, and that's going to force a three and out. So the Rock defense and that pressure is coming up big.
Tristan McDonald that time, and that's twice now in the last quarter of play that Tristan McDonald has gotten a free shot at Laviano. So something's going on with the guard and tackles on this offensive line that they're just not accounting for him, and he's getting these free blitzes right at their quarterback.
So that drive stops after three plays and a minute two off the clock. It's now 6:53.
Oh, here we go.
Here's a snap over the head of the punter. He's going to run back, try to kick it, and he gets rid of it somehow, some way, and it's going to drop downfield. And hit it about the 49. Boy, great job that time by the kicker, told Jeezy.
Bob, that's one of the best football plays I've ever seen.
Man.
I mean, as crazy as that sounds, that's one of the best football plays I have ever seen. To see a punter have a snap go over his head, run back, track it down, and still get the kick away, that's incredible.
And there were a bunch of green and white players standing all around him. I mean, how he even got it off without it being touched was amazing.
The punter is a gamer, man.
He is. And he gets now, he shows for an 11-yard punt, but that's a big 11 yards. Yeah. So the ball spotted at the 49 for the Rock, but they can take advantage of this right now with great field position in Pioneer territory. First and 10. Here's a screen pass almost picked off. They read that one. That was great work that time by number 5, Jake Carlock, defensive back. He could have picked 6 that one.
Yeah, they've maybe gone to that well one too many times now on this day, because that was perfectly defended. And, well, that's probably the fourth or fifth time they've had that play call. So
yeah, well, we're going to
just put that one in your back pocket and leave it there.
We're going to circle that one and be thankful that that was an incompletion, because it could have been easily a pick 6. So back-to-back big plays by individuals for the Pioneers, and they stay alive here. It's second and 10. Here's the snap. It's going to be Wes Hills, and this one's going to be blown dead. False start, Slippery Rock, and the wheels all of a sudden are starting to lose traction for this green and white team.
They got Henry Litwin on the outside.
And there's that bugaboo that has affected this team all year long. They are the worst in the nation as far as penalties being called against them. And all of a sudden, that is starting to rear its ugly head here. There's a little bit of discipline not being found for this Rock team late in the game. Second and 15 now. They're back in their own territory. It'll be Wes Hills. He's got a big hole. He gets back to that original line of scrimmage, makes up the penalty yardage, and gets the ball to the 45 back into Pioneer territory.
And this is where, Bob, a little bit more than 6 minutes to go in the game. You're up by 6. This is where that killer instinct has to come in, you know, especially from Roland Rivers, that quarterback on this play. You got to make a play here. Get the first down. Extend this drive.
So number 4 goes for 8. Get some of that penalty yardage back. It'll be a 3rd and 7, and another big third down for the Rock offense and Pioneer defense. Roland Rivers drops back. Throws downfield, has a man. It's Henry Litwin who gets the ball knocked away by defensive back Keon Santos, that made a great play on that one, and it'll be a 3-and-out Slippery Rock.
Yeah, terrific play by the DB of just getting his head around and knocking that one away. So really nice job of coverage.
So now the Rock going to have to punt it back to the Pioneers. 5:52 mark of this fourth quarter. Back deep will be Richardson. He's standing at his 12. Here comes the snap and a flag with it. And this one's going to be angling away from Richardson, who's going to let it roll, but then pick it up at the 14 and go out of bounds, but there's a flag, so
hold on. We might have offsides against LIU, and maybe that changes what you do here on fourth down.
Yeah, Coach Sean Lutz is already standing where the ball would be ended up because of the penalty, And I'm sure the wheels are turning for him right now, because that would put them down at about the 41. Do they go for it here? Oh, boy.
Although they're talking to the LIU sideline.
So maybe not.
Illegal formation.
It's an illegal formation against the Rock, so that's all for naught. It's against Slippery Rock again, so that is now 1, 2, 3, 4 penalties here in the last, 7 minutes.
Now, luckily, been nothing real major. But, I mean, certainly, they're, as you said, they're starting to pile up. So
that's 7 penalties this half, Glenn,
okay,
for the Rock.
Yep. I would categorize 7 as piling up, yes.
So, as a result of that kick, if you go back to that, it's going to be spotted at the 22. Now they'll...
First and 10 from the
23. They decided to put 5 yards on the end of the run.
Okay, so it was. I'm sorry. He went out at the 16. They put 5 yards on it and put it at the 21. Here's the snap to Laviano. He's going to throw a screen pass to Richardson, and he's going to be hit by Mark Carter and driven out of bounds, but he's got enough for the first down, I believe.
Yeah, he's right at it. From that mark right there, yeah, they're going to move the sticks.
10-yard grab to the 28. Clock right now at 5:35 and turning.
I take that back.
Oh, they spotted him short. They say he only got...
Nine.
Nine out of that. So hold on. It's second and one. Here's the snap. They're going to hand it off to Pierre, and he's going to get the first down. He put his hand to the ground and got enough. Moves the chains. To the 35 he comes.
Yeah, that was big. The way he put his hand down, kept his balance, and got the extra yardage needed to move the sticks.
So the Pioneer defense has stood tall here and shut the Slippery Rock offense down, limiting them to a field goal here in the second half. And they're on the move. 20-14, the score. The Rock leads. 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's a snap to Laviano. Hands it off to Pierre. Does a stretch run.
Oh, he went down awkwardly. And he went down awkwardly.
Dropped after getting a yard.
He's up, but yeah, he kind of did a split as he was getting tackled. And
yeah, you see him gingerly. Yeah. He's holding a hamstring there. But the ball to the 36. And it'll bring it down to a second and nine. And they'll double the backfield up with running backs. And Laviano is going to do the rollout near side throw. Caught by Richardson. Knocked out of the hands by Eric Glover-Williams. And if Tristan, was that McDonald coming in almost having a shot at the interception, but it's incomplete.
That's such a good play by Glover-Williams. Flying in there and realizing that he's got the secondary help to get the tackle, so he might as well go after the ball. Strips that one out of there. Causes the incompletion.
And that's why he's a second team performer in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference this season. Number 19, Eric Glover Williams. Third and nine now. Big third down for this Rock defense, and a big third down for the Pioneer offense as they go four receivers. And Laviano has a lot of time. Now he's going to be chased, and he's going to be sacked. Tim Vernon. No. Jonathan Boone. Jonathan Boone. Who was into the game. I thought for a moment from the backside trying to get the number, it was Vernick, but it was Boone. Comes up with a big play, and that's the second time we've called his name being in that backfield.
Bob, the hand fighting by Boone on that play was the key to his success. Initially wrapped up there by one of the guards, and he just rips him off and gets into the backfield. I mean, just terrific job of using your hands to get yourself free.
Jonathan Boone, big, big sack, and it forces a punt. And now, here comes the kick. It comes to Jermaine Wynn.
That's a block.
At his 33, and here comes a block in the back. As Devion Franklin's going to be called for it. Meanwhile, the run back is coming all the way into Pioneer territory and down to the 32, but it's going to be all for naught. It's going to come back into Rock territory. So they negate a great return on that kick.
Why is it so hard? Like, why is it, if you can see his back, why is it so hard? I can't get it. Those are one of the penalties in football that, as a coach, would just drive me crazy because it's so easy to avoid that. And on that play in particular, had no impact on the play. I mean, Wynn was gone to the other side of the field anyway. So, man.
So instead of having the ball inside your 30 or inside their 30, you're going to be inside your 30. And it's marked at the, 23. And mark it at the 23-yard line. So first and 10, Slippery Rock, 3:41 to go in the game. Can they end this game with this drive? It's going to be a handoff, Wes Hills. He goes into the pile, and he's across the 35. He'll pick up, or 25, I'm sorry, and pick up two.
No timeout from LIU. They're going to sit on it for a couple more snaps probably as we're down under 3.5. But, yeah, here's a chance right now, Bob, for Wes Hills and Roland Rivers to put this game away. If they can just move the ball on the ground, eat up clock, get the first down, huge.
Well, you can't go 3-and-out here for sure, and they did that the last drive. Clock turning. It's going to be down to 3 minutes before they snap the ball. 2nd and 8. Sidecar left is Wes Hills. Double receivers up top. Roland Rivers waiting for that clock to wind down. It's down to 2, and he takes the snap. And it's Wes Hills. He goes into the pile, and he'll just dive forward to the 29. He'll pick up 4.
Now we have a timeout by Post.
And here comes a timeout by LIU Post. They'll stop the clock at 2:53. And with that, we'll take a quick commercial break. 30-second timeout. Be right back. Rock Football on the Rock Station, 97.7 FM. And never mind, we'll just keep it right here for the moment. Probably appropriate anyway at 2:54. 3rd and 5.
Tonight, and on the rocks at Hardwood Cafe, Route 8 in Butler, it's the Noble Hops Band. An eclectic evening of live acoustic music for all ages. Showtime is 8 p.m. And bring a pair of socks for the local Socks for Seniors drive. The Noble Hops at On the Rocks tonight.
Can you tell me, when did you find your face?
Tim Suave here at Slippery Rock University, D lineman. You're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station.
All right, well, should be a great night. Noble Hops on the Rocks. Check it out after the Rock. Hopefully ices this one, and they have that opportunity, but they've got a big 3rd and 5 right now. Here comes Roland Rivers. He's going to do the pitch out to Wes Hills. He spins away from a tackler, gets it to the outside, dives for the pylon. Let's see where they spot it. I think he's short.
Not only did they not get the first down, but they went out of bounds, too.
And it stops the clock at 2:48. So Wes dove, but it was well short of the first down. But as he dove, he went out of bounds. So the clock stops, and
well,
it's going to be fourth down.
They'll wind it now. It stopped momentarily, but still. Like that's now.
And now LIU takes another timeout. So the ball got to the 30-yard line, so they're going to be 3 yards short of the first down. They're going to have to punt the ball away. And that's going to give Post 2.5 minutes. To try to win this game. 20-14, the Rock leads it, but back-to-back 3-and-outs as the Pioneer defense has come up big and slowed the Rock offensive charge.
You know, I don't, obviously hindsight is always is 20-20, but I wouldn't have hated a pass attempt there on third down to try to get the first down through the air and extend the drive. But I get the thinking, too. You keep it on the ground and you force them to call a timeout. So, you know, Both schools of thought are good, but, man, it would have been a little bit more of a killer instinct to try to get that one through the air.
Well, the crowd here today has gotten their money's worth. It's been a playoff battle here today for both of these teams. So the Rock nursing a 6-point lead with 2:44 to go and a big punt to come. Jake Chapla will kick it away. And here comes the snap. It's clean. It's high, sending Richardson back to the 30-yard line. He catches it at the 28 and calls for the fair catch.
Nice punt. Into the wind. A little bit of cross field, but, yeah, really nice punt by Chapla.
Yep, he came up big on that one, so they punt the ball away. And here comes LIU Post with maybe their final opportunity to win this game.
Keep getting after him, man. Keep bringing this pressure. Don't let him get comfortable back there in that pocket. You've had great rush all day. Just keep on it.
So here comes Laviano. And he'll bring with him DeBeek in the backfield. 2:37 to go in the game. 1st and 10 at the 29. LIU. And he throws the ball down the sideline as the pressure came, forced him to get rid of it.
This referee is really concerned about intentional grounding, as he's made it clear after about 10 plays today.
He's made the call to make sure that we agree with him, but we're okay. So 2nd and 10 now. Clock stops at 2:33 with the incompletion.
Yeah, trying the go route down the far sideline to Mash, but just underthrown by about 7 or 8 yards.
4 receivers set, 3 to the near side. And here's the snap to Laviano. He looks downfield. He's going to dump it across the middle. It's caught, and the man is free. And that is Nasir, or Deion Mash, and he's going to dodge his way to the first down. Gets it to the 41-yard line, and so a pickup of 12.
Yeah, just a little dig route coming right across the middle, and Laviano puts it right on the numbers.
So first and 10, clock turning, 2:15. Here's Laviano, drops back. No pressure this time. Now he throws it out of bounds.
There is no receiver in the area on that play. After all this time of being concerned about intentional grounding, there was nobody over there.
No, they call it
incomplete. For once, I'm actually looking for his explanation on this one, and he doesn't give me one.
Second and 10 at the 41 of the Pioneers. The Pioneers moving left to right. 2 minutes and 7 seconds on the clock. The Rock leads by six. Here's the snap. Laviano drops back, looks downfield, has a man wide open. It's caught. Number 13, who's come up big in this half and this game, Jake Bushover. And he has a first down into Rock territory to the 41.
Straight down the seam and puts it right on the numbers. Nice looking throw and catch.
Move the chains. Clock turns, minute 53. 18-yard grab. Pioneers in Rock territory. Here's the snap. Laviano drops back, looks topside, wants to throw that way, and he throws it out of bounds. Quite a battle going on downfield between Deion Mash and KD Roberts.
This referee's getting comical with this stuff now, man. I mean, that ball, yeah, well out of bounds. I know the fans here are looking for some interference, but you can't have an interference call when the ball is thrown 12 yards out of bounds.
Second and 10 now. Clock at a minute 39. Here's Laviano in the shotgun.
Don't bite on a hard count.
Here's the snap. Looks downfield. Here comes pressure. He flushes out. He's on the run, looking for somebody. Doesn't have anybody. Now he dumps it off to the outlet man who was standing there for about 5 minutes. And that was Matthew Zalea, who catches it for minimal yardage. But he did he get out of bounds, Glenn? He did. Stops the clock at a minute 31, but there's now a third and four.
Interesting, too, that Slippery Rock only brought three guys on that play, dropped eight into coverage, which is why Laviano just was having a hard time finding somebody to get the ball to.
That was a 7 yard gain. It's third and three. Here comes pressure, and he dumps it off. He's got Pierre out of the backfield. He's stacked up prior to the marker for the first down, and they whistle it, and he's a yard short.
He is a yard short.
So the shuffle pass to Pierre goes for two. They needed three. It'll be fourth down and one. There's a minute 11 on the clock.
Great gang tackling there by Slippery Rock, preventing Pierre from getting that first down yardage.
Because the linemen were trying to push him to that first down marker, and the Rock ganged up and held him back.
If I'm Sean Lutz, I want to see their formation, then I'm going to call a timeout, make sure we're in the right defensive set.
Fourth and one, clock turning under 50 seconds.
Wow, no
snap. Here's the pump. He looks. He rolls out. Now he spins around, looks the other way, dumps it off. It's incomplete. They're going to turn it over on downs.
There's going to be a holding penalty against LIU, but we'll obviously decline that one and move on to week two.
It's going to be declined, and the Rock defense has stiffened up and held. And they're going to win the game.
What a game by the Rock defense. I mean, just what a game. Especially after last week when Westchester comes out on their first three possessions and does whatever they want against the Rock defense. They come out here this week against LIU and just absolutely just dominate all four quarters.
Well, Post got
some
momentum. Hey,
now hold on. Let's make sure we actually take our knee here.
Yeah, we don't take anything for granted anymore here. But 45 seconds on the clock. It'll be first and 10. The Rock can take two knees and end the game, and they're going to carefully do that. Roland Rivers up under center, grabs it. There's knee number one. They'll have to do it one more time.
Oh, man. Shades of Shippensburg.
But here they are. They survived that. They got to the state championship game, and now they're going to move on, it appears, to week number two of the NCAA tournament. And here's the snap again, and that is it. Slippery Rock has come away with the win. 20-14, the finale here in New York against Long Island Post. We'll be back to recap and set the stage, because right now we have a tie game, I think, between New Haven and Westchester, so that was not decided yet. We'll be back to recap this game first and foremost and talk to you about next week as Slippery Rock University is going to move on in the NCAA Division II tournament here. Final score, Slippery Rock 20, Long Island Post 14. You're listening to Rock Football on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.